Exchanges. The Goldman Sachs podcast featuring exchanges on the forces driving the markets and the economy. Exchanges between the leading minds at Goldman Sachs. New episodes every week. Listen now.
Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Tuesday, December 17th. I'm Danny Lewis for The Wall Street Journal. Chipmaker NVIDIA says it's making a new, cheaper version of its Jetson computer for hobbyists and small companies working on artificial intelligence for things like drones and cameras. The full-size Jetson computers are designed for developers of robots, industrial automation, and other hardware to run sophisticated AI without needing to connect to a remote data center. NVIDIA says the new version will cost $249, half the price of the original, nearly doubles its speed and efficiency, and can process about 70% more computational tasks. The Federal Trade Commission and the Attorney General of Illinois say Grubhub agreed to settle charges regarding unlawful practices in its food delivery business. The FTC and Illinois' Attorney General accused Grubhub of deceiving customers about the true cost of delivery, deceiving workers about how much money they could make delivering food, and unfairly and deceptively listing restaurants on its platform without their permission. Under the settlement, Grubhub will pay $25 million, though it could owe $140 million if it is found to have misrepresented its financial status. A Grubhub spokesperson denied the allegations, but said a settlement was in the company's best interest. And the European Union's digital regulator is investigating whether foreign actors used TikTok to interfere in Romanian presidential elections. The probe comes after right-wing Romanian politician Călin Georgescu won the first round of elections before judges in the country annulled the outcome, citing concerns of Russian interference. The European Commission says it is investigating whether TikTok, owned by Beijing-based ByteDance, violated the Digital Services Act, which requires tech companies to do more to protect users from coordinated campaigns that can sway elections. A TikTok spokesperson said the company is working with the commission as well as regional and national authorities. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Wednesday's Tech News Briefing podcast.